All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, and of course you. Text line's open for you right now at 343-0106, 343-0106. And we'll get started this morning with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, Sean, we're nearing 4.5 million total cases of coronavirus nationally, and there have now been over 144,000 that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday in America, 69,917 new cases were added. That dropped the seven-day average to 63,879 per day, which is what we were averaging 2 weeks ago. Now, the seven-day average for testing continues to see all-time highs. Right now, we're right around 820,000 tests per day, so that puts the nation at around 7.7% total positivity rate, the number of tests that come back positive, 7.7%, and that number has been steadily dropping over the last week. There were 1,529 deaths added yesterday. We're now averaging over 1,000 deaths per day over the last week, and that is the highest that number has been since May 25th. Just 25 days ago, we were only averaging 478 per day, but that number's been rising, and hopefully we continue to see the recent decrease in new cases and hospitalizations and start to see the number of deaths drop again along with those numbers. And there have also been now nearly 55 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 83,495 confirmed cases in the state and 1,516 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, Alabama added 1,923 cases. The seven-day average has dropped to 1,543 per day, and we're averaging 8,500 tests per day. So for Alabama, that's an 18% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 7.7%. There were 27 deaths reported yesterday. The seven-day average has dropped by 4 since Monday to 23 per day. And looking at the local level, Mobile County added 196 new cases yesterday with one new death. That was the second most new cases in all of the state, bringing the total to 7,879 cases with 181 deaths. Baldwin County added 119 new cases with no new deaths, but that was the third most new cases in the state. They're nearing 3,000 total cases of coronavirus, and they've had 20 deaths in Baldwin County. Washington County, 296 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 469 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County has had 376 positives with 3 deaths. Kanawha County, 354 cases with 10 that have died. Escambia County, 909 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County, 265 cases with 12 deaths. And in Wilcox County, 395 cases with 9 deaths. And just looking at the charts, I want to try to explain the kind of macro view of what we're looking at here, because I think it starts to explain a lot. So looking at the charts and averages over time in Alabama, we're seeing fewer daily cases after we hit a peak around 2 weeks ago, but we're also now seeing some decreases in testing, which is the opposite of what we're seeing in the national numbers. However, the Alabama Department of Public Health said recently they've been having some IT issues, which may have affected the number of total tests performed, those numbers they have coming in.
Meaning that they're backed up, they can't do more testing?
Or? They're just not getting the reports. Because this is all in their IT system, and they've had issues before about a month ago, and it seems that now they're seeing some issues receiving the total number of tests, which could explain why it seems that testing has been dropping in Alabama. But as far as the deaths go, and earlier this week we hit a new peak in deaths with 27 per day. That came 4 days ago. That was about 9 days after we hit our peak in new cases. So if you take that into account, and when we hit the new peak in cases and then 9 days later the new peak in deaths, since then the number of daily cases has dropped, and hopefully that will mean that we have hit our peak in deaths right now, and we start to see that number drop along with the number of new cases. So that's kind of, when you look at the chart, we're starting to see, after we've hit these second peaks here recently, starting to see those drop, and hopefully deaths will soon follow with the number of new cases now dropping.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update, and one of the other portions of this discussion is age groups, right, and how COVID-19 affects them. Well, the rise in COVID-19 infections in young people is prompting yet another warning from the World Health Organization that the young are not immune to the virus, and it can cause long-term health problems. Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
Since June, well, Memorial Day really, the number of young people between the ages of 18 and 40 contracting the coronavirus has been surging. In many states and countries, the vast majority of new infections are the young. And since Memorial Day, the warning that young people can both contract and spread the disease is going largely unheeded by the young.
Use your brain, use your mind. Why take the risk?
The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan says it's one thing for young adults to understand that they can contract and spread. It's another thing to understand the potential long-term damage even mild COVID can bring.
In many cases, this disease, while it may be mild or it may be moderate, it can affect many organs. Certainly, it's quite clear, and COVID-19 causes an inflammatory disease in the lungs, but it's also been clearly demonstrated that the inflammatory process extends into the cardiovascular system, into the blood, into the heart, potentially into other organs.
The problem is, he says, it's unclear just 7 months into this disease exactly what those impacts are in both short-term and long-term. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says that what they do know is patient groups of young people who've recovered from mild cases of COVID-19 continue to experience problems.
Whether it's extreme fatigue, whether it is a shortness of breath, whether they are having difficulty in resuming normal activities, going to the gym, going back to work.
There are studies that also suggest some lasting damage to the brain. Both Dr. Ryan and Dr. Van Kerkhove say young people continue to defy directives that are proven to stop the spread and save lives.
Why take the chance? Play safe.
Studies also suggest young patients who recover now may be dealing with the effects for 20 to 30 years. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, 614 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Of course, on the young people side, too, the discussions come up on transmission by the youths out there. And with kids going back to school, I've seen studies, of course, just wait a week, they could change. But I've seen studies that show the kids are less prone to getting COVID and less prone to passing it on to adults. Mm-hmm. Now, they're saying basically, even if they're asymptomatic, that they pass it on to adults less, which I don't completely understand why, but that is like some of the latest research. But trust me, give it a week or two, that may all turn around. All right, coming up in sports.
Well, the SEC finally did it. They announced they're going conference only this fall for
you
football.
Called that one.
And playing 10 conference games. Also, the return of the NBA last night, and hardcore Alabama fan Harvey Updike has passed away. More on that coming up in sports.
All right, 6:15, we'll check headlines from WKRG next. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas. Even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belforest just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Mobile Bay Coins. This is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store at 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
618 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The SEC has joined the Big Ten and Pac-12 in scheduling conference-only football games this fall. The announcement came after the university presidents met on Thursday afternoon and approved the new plan. The first games will be scheduled for September 26th, 3 weeks later than originally scheduled. Teams in the SEC usually play 8 conference games and 4 out-of-conference games during the season. Now with a 10-game schedule, the league will have to decide how to schedule the 2 additional conference games per team. ESPN has reported there are currently 2 proposals to use the rotating cross-divisional opponents that were scheduled for the 2021 and 22 seasons, or make a ranking system and decide the opponents based on the strength of their schedules. The conference championship game in Atlanta will be moved back by 2 weeks to December 19th. That will allow for each team to have a mid-season bye week and all teams off December 12th in case of postponed games. The league said it will announce the full schedule at a later date. Yesterday's announcement came one day after the ACC said that their teams would play 11 games this season, with 10 conference games and 1 non-conference game. The Big Ten and Pac-12 were the first to announce they will play conference-only schedules. This leaves the Big 12 as the only Power 5 conference yet to announce their plan. And with this decision by the SEC, we will not see some of the longtime rivals play each other this season, like Florida, Florida State, Clemson versus South Carolina, Kentucky and Louisville, and Georgia versus Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs and Yellow Jackets have played every single year since 1925.
Wow.
But the smaller schools lose out on this too, Sean. The University of South Alabama was scheduled to make a nice payday by traveling to play against Florida in week 3 of the upcoming season. And Troy was set to play in Knoxville against the Vols. AL.com's Craig Stevenson reports that the Sun Belt Conference athletic directors are set to virtually meet about their scheduling options this morning. Last night was night one of the NBA's return to the 2020 season. The New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Utah Jazz 106-104 after Jazz center Rudy Gobert made 2 free throws with 6 seconds to play, and Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. Gobert scored the first and last buckets of the night. He was the player whose positive coronavirus case back in March caused the NBA to postpone the season and began a domino effect of other sports making the same decision. Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson scored 13 points, but only played 15 minutes, about half the amount of the other starters. Head coach Alvin Gentry said before the game that they would limit Zion's minutes after he was away from the team for over a week to tend to a family emergency. And following that game, the LA Lakers beat the LA Clippers 103-101, with LeBron James scoring the go-ahead layup with 13 seconds left.
4 second difference. LeBron on the floor. Goes on this and puts it up and in. LeBron James gives the Lakers the lead. Great follow up in 16 for LeBron.
And that's obviously fake crowd noise with no fans in attendance.
Too weird, man.
Paul George had 30 points and Kawhi Leonard scored 28 for the Clippers. The Lakers' Anthony Davis led all players with 34 in the win. In baseball news, one more Miami Marlins player tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of positives on the team to 19. And the Philadelphia Phillies canceled their upcoming weekend series against the Blue Jays after a member of the coaching staff and a clubhouse staff member tested positive. The team added that no players have tested positive for them. Neither team has played since wrapping up a 3-game series against each other on Sunday. They've postponed 7 games so far for each team. In yesterday's games, the Braves got a great night out of starting pitcher Max Fried in a 2-1 win over Tampa. Fried pitched into the 6th inning and allowed only 1 run. Tonight, the Braves will begin another four-game series against the Mets, this time in Atlanta. The Dodgers won their third in a row with a 6-3 win over Arizona. The Nationals beat the Blue Jays 6-4. The Yankees got the win over Baltimore 8-6. And Boston beat the Mets 4-2. In golf, Brooks Koepka leads by 2 strokes after round one of the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis. Koepka, who hasn't had a victory since winning this tournament last year, made 9 birdies and is 8 under par. Round two tee times have been moved up today due to the threat of inclement weather. First players will tee off at 7, and it'll air on the Golf Channel beginning at 12:30. And hardcore Alabama fan Harvey Updike, who was convicted of poisoning Toomer's Oaks in Auburn back in 2010, passed away on Thursday at the age of 71. Updike reportedly died of natural causes. 623 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center at Dawes Lane between Joel Road and Three Knots, they've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. Minor fender bender. This still looks good across the bayway and the causeway. If you traffic from Daphne and Spanish Fort, northbound 65, no delays from Spring Hill to Moffitt and all the way to Pritchard to Saraland. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to silvercreekrange.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings up to 79 as we get started on this Friday morning. But looks like the rain chances are down for today. They were down yesterday as well and through the weekend. Of course, we're going to talk to that Dr. Bill about that coming up. And Isaiasis?
Isaiasis?
We don't know. It's
Isaiasis.
Now you've messed it up. I had it correct.
I'm sorry.
And Isaiasis.
Okay. That sounds good.
Isaiah.
Ditto.
which is not even close.
Isaias.
We'll call Isaias there. The tropical storm, now Hurricane Isaiasis, mm-hmm. Isaias, whatever, the I word, that's looked like it's going to be in Florida, at least down the East Coast, going over the weekend, and then up along the East Coast towards the Carolina, Georgia and the Carolinas. We'll talk to Doc about that coming up in just a little bit. I saw this story. This is from our news partners at WKRG. Insurance companies are denying claims from damage on I-65. Now, listen to this. Drivers with damage from a resurfacing project on on I-65 want answers for who's paying for their cars. The company behind the construction, H.O. Weaver & Sons, it used to be Hosea Weaver, maybe they changed it. H.O. Weaver & Sons gave WKRG information on how to file a damage claim, but many people say they filed claims and the process is a joke. The drivers told WKRG that the construction company wants drivers to file it with their own insurance. A rock hitting a windshield is the sound that made one woman file a claim of her own damage. Kathy, who they interviewed here, said, I saw your report, went online, and you had a link. She said she reached out to H.O. Weaver & Sons and sent them all the proof that they asked for. Kathy, who they interviewed here, said, I received a denial of my claim from my insurance company within a few days. Kathy got back a response saying there's no evidence supporting construction company was negligent. She not only was not the only one getting that answer. They got a couple other people in this interview. But did you get... So, I guess they were doing the resurfacing project. Mm-hmm. People had rocks in the windshield and other issues here, and now they're being denied claims. If you had an issue, go ahead and text us on this
one. Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belfort just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
Republican officials on Capitol Hill are condemning President Trump's suggestion about postponing the November election. Those officials trying to bat away questions about the legitimacy of the upcoming vote. Trump yesterday at the White House.
I don't want to see an election. You know, so many years I've been watching elections. And they say the projected winner or the winner of the election. I don't want to see that take place in a week. After November 3rd, or a month, or frankly, with litigation and everything else that can happen, years years?
At least one Marine has died and eight others are missing from the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit after an accident involving an amphibious vehicle off the coast of Southern California. Search and rescue efforts are underway this morning with support from the Navy and Coast Guard joining in. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Amazon's revenue during the 3 months ended in June blew away Wall Street projections as the company continued to experience a surge in demand due to the pandemic. The online retail giant generated $88.9 billion in revenue during the quarter, up 40% from the same period a year ago and well above expectations. Net income doubled during the quarter to $5.2 billion despite the company's more than $4 billion investment in managing the pandemic. According to a Reuters poll of over 500 economists, the world economic outlook has dimmed again with still rising coronavirus infections and the risk of renewed lockdowns increasing the chances that any rebounds will reverse course. The global economy is now expected to shrink 4% this year or by about $3.4 trillion, roughly equivalent to wiping out the economies of Canada and Australia entirely. That's down from negative 3.7% predicted in June and is the sixth consecutive downgrade to forecast since January. That's Your Money Now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And another morning with a clear scan of the radar. So this is 2 days this week. And yesterday, less rain than... still got some, right? But less than we have had.
Yeah, it was officially 0.07. Just a little bit occurred at the airport early yesterday. And brings us up now almost to 8.89, so getting pretty close to 9 inches of rain, but I think that's pretty much going to be the total for July, and that's above normal. We've got a high pressure system now right over the Gulf of Mexico, and that high is, of course, giving us some protection from tropical systems at the moment. But it's going to give us a lot of sunshine through the day, and there is just a very slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. It could be a warm day up to about 92, perhaps even as high as 93 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight will be partly cloudy. Look for a low of about 75, and then tomorrow, we start the weekend mostly sunny, just a very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high tomorrow up around 92 degrees. And Sunday looks good, mostly sunny. Possibility of a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. High will be in the low 90s. And the good weather continues for Monday and Tuesday with isolated to widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, but plenty of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, let's talk about the tropics and Isaias, or whatever we're calling that storm.
Right. Isaias is now located just to the northwest of Haiti, and it is moving in a northwesterly direction, running about 17 miles per hour. Highest winds are at 80 miles an hour, so it is officially a hurricane. And it is about now to track across the large stretch of the Bahamas. And that means today and a good part of Saturday, it'll be tracking across the Bahamas. And we expect it to reach the coast of Florida, the peninsula. And that will occur Saturday night and early on Sunday. And at that time, it'll be turning to the north and should sort of parallel or be right near the coast, all the way on up to near Daytona Beach, and then eventually turn more to the north and northeast, and eventually reach the Carolina coast, that is North Carolina coast, and that will be early on, will be on Sunday and early into Monday. And so if it doesn't make landfall on the Florida Peninsula, it would likely make landfall in North Carolina several days from now. But in the process of going across the Bahamas today and tomorrow, it will increase a bit in intensity and will most likely become a Category 2 hurricane with winds of around 100 miles per hour, although it will weaken a bit once it gets to the higher latitudes and up near the Carolinas. But still, most likely be a minimal hurricane when it reaches the Carolinas.
All right, so no effect to our weather. It's all going to be that far east of us.
Yeah, in fact, we will benefit because there's a good chance we may see some drier air come in the middle of next week as that storm tracks up the east coast and eventually offshore of New England. And that often happens, that particularly if it's a big, strong storm, it'll bring a lot of dry air down from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. But we may see a little bit of a drop in humidity Tuesday and maybe certainly on Wednesday.
All right. Dare I ask, elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Actually, there are two other areas of interest, although I don't think they're much of a threat, at least over the next few days. There's one about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, a rather weak system. And another one, a little better organized, is near the African coast. But as I mentioned, I don't think we have to worry about those two systems at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back for the weekend weather scale coming up next hour.
Oh, that's right. We're working on it.
Got the machines working, clunking?
Oh, yes.
Steam
indeed.
Coming out?
Well, you can hear the hum in the background.
Good deal. All right, Dr. Bill, talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 640, we'll check traffic from Kane coming up next.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Nick Saban, what's the Alabama law that requires all youth coaches to be trained to recognize and prevent injuries?
Coach safely.
Bruce Pearl, what course gives those coaches the knowledge they need to keep our kids safe?
Coach safely.
Bill Clark, what's the right thing to do to keep our youngest athletes in the game?
Coach safely.
Sponsored by the Coach Safely Foundation, the Alabama Recreation and Parks Foundation, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pierce Law Firm.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene there with the traffic lights routed at Spring Hill and McGregor, so be careful through there. Make that a four-way stop. Also wrapping up an accident without injuries at Dawes Lane between Joel Road and Three Notch as we look great across the Bayway into Causeway. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring in Robertsdale is a place to go with over 400 options of waterproof flooring. They're offering great savings store-wide. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Saw this yesterday. I guess we led the midday show with the news of Herman Cain's passing at age 74 from coronavirus. He'd been fighting that for, it's been a month or so?
Yeah, I think he went into the hospital at the beginning of July.
Okay.
He tested positive towards the end of June and was in the hospital by July 2nd.
Okay, so because I know I was kind of keeping up with that through Twitter, through Neil Bortz. And that's, you know, Herman Cain was on this radio station when we launched the station 11 years ago. Neil Bortz was one of our hosts, and Neil retired. And when he did, that show was taken over by Herman Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, obviously, he made his fame as a CEO for Godfathers and worked with Burger King and a presidential candidate with the 999 plan, but was a voice that you heard on this radio station for some period of time.
Yeah, and Bortz had a remembrance tweet for Cain yesterday. He said, still can't quite absorb this news. America's been cheated by the coronavirus. Rest in peace, brother. I know you've joined some of America's greats for some great conversation right now. I'm eating a Whopper tonight in remembrance.
There's the Burger King. It's a shame. And we played his announcement yesterday when he announced that he was running for president. It was a heck of a speech there. A big loss out there with the passing of Herman Cain. Also, on a lighter note, by the way, I just got to tell you, and I said this to Dalton, and he was talking about a meme that was out there. With Nadler in the news so much this week and the hearings that have been happening out there, I know that I may wear my pants lower than I should. But there's a certain point where I think it's worth having an intervention. Nadler's pants.
Yeah.
Are they... They're like chest waders.
They are.
What? They're so high up. They're... I mean, has nobody said, psst, hey, Nadler, come here. Dude, it's way too high.
Mm-hmm. What size does he order? Does he get 50-50s?
I don't. That's right. What is the... Well, you got to have a special kind of pant because your inseam is still your inseam.
Yeah.
Right?
Good point.
It doesn't come from the belt line. The inseam comes from the crotch. Ooh, mm-hmm. I said crotch. From the crotch down to the, down to the leg there, down to your ankle. So you have to have like some extra above inseam length. If you're Nadler, I wonder if that's a specialty buy or he's just shaped that way. But it's like... Those who have worn chest waders before, it's very much like a set of chest waders that he's wearing, just without the boot foot there.
He's kind of got a Russian nesting doll look to him. and, kind of genius, really, if you think about it, he's removed the need for suspenders. He does not need suspenders. He just hikes these things up to the chest level. And
It's something.
It is, that's for sure.
It's something. All right.
Maybe that's why he's so angry.
Wait, so he gets chest pains from this belt buckle, right? In the news, we just heard Dalton was talking about it during sports. The death of Harvey Updike, not coronavirus related?
No, they're saying... Remember,
was he poisoned?
I don't think he was poisoned. And someone mentioned... Well, the report out there is that he died from natural causes. And someone said, well, a tree could be a natural cause.
Right,
did a tree fall on Harvey Updike? But, remember, he wasn't paying back. He owed a lot of money.
Right, he had restitution to pay that he was not restituting.
You're right. He wasn't able to keep up with the payments and wasn't even able to make it to his court date a few months ago because they said he was suffering from diabetes and a host of other issues. But remember back, so this happened back in 2010. Auburn, on their way to winning a national championship, beat Alabama 28-27.
I hadn't ever heard of that.
You struck that from your memory.
I hadn't heard about that.
And then Harvey Updike poisoned the trees, and no one really knew about it until he called in to the Paul Feinbaum show back then. Remember,
this is a clip from that call. This is the thing that set it all off.
Yeah, he called in as Al from Dadeville. Here's 30 seconds of that call.
Well, let me tell you what I did. The weekend after the Iron Bowl, I went to Auburn, Alabama, because I lived 30 miles away, and I poisoned the two tumors trees.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I put Spike 80 DLF in them.
Did they die?
Do what?
Did they die?
They're not dead yet, but they definitely will die.
Is that against the law to poison a tree?
Well, do you think I care?
Woo!
No.
Okay, I really don't.
Okay.
Roll down tide.
Yeah, that was the infamous call there. I think most of us remember that one.
So I'm sure we'll hear that clip and more when Paul Feinbaum takes here at 2 o'clock this afternoon here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, yeah. Sports on the way. We'll check headlines from WKRG next.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belforest just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumors Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
All right, 10 minutes until 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The SEC has joined the Big Ten and the Pac-12 in scheduling conference-only football games this fall. The announcement came after the university presidents met on Thursday afternoon and approved the new plan. The first games will be scheduled for September 26th. That's 3 weeks later than the season was originally slated to be started. And teams in the SEC usually play 8 conference games and 4 non-conference games during the season. Now with a 10-game schedule, the league will have to decide how to schedule the 2 additional conference games per team. ESPN has reported there are currently 2 proposals to use the rotating cross-divisional opponents that were scheduled for the 2021 and 2022 seasons, or make a ranking system and decide the opponents based on the strength of their schedules. The conference championship game in Atlanta will be moved back by 2 weeks to December 19th. That will allow for each team to have a midseason bye week, and then all teams are scheduled to be off December 12th in case of postponed games. League said it will announce the full schedule at a later date. Yesterday's announcement came one day after the ACC said that their teams would play 11 games this season, with 10 conference games and one non-conference game. The Big Ten and Pac-12 were the first to announce that they will play conference-only schedules, and that leaves the Big 12 as the only Power 5 conference yet to announce their plan. But with this decision by the SEC, we won't see some of the longtime rivals play each other this season, like Florida, Florida State, Clemson, South Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville, and Georgia versus Georgia Tech. The Bulldogs and the Yellow Jackets have played every single year since 1925. But the smaller schools lose out on this too. University of South Alabama was scheduled to make a nice payday by traveling to play against Florida in week three of the upcoming season, and Troy was set to play in Knoxville against the Vols. AL.com's Craig Stevenson reports that the Sun Belt Conference athletic directors are set to virtually meet about their scheduling options later this morning. Last night was night one of the NBA's return to the 2020 season. The New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Utah Jazz 106-104 after Jazz center Rudy Gobert made two free throws with 6 seconds to play, and Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram missed a three-pointer at the bubble. Gobert was the player whose positive coronavirus case back in March caused the NBA to postpone the season and began a domino effect of other sports making the same decision. Following that game, the LA Lakers beat the LA Clippers 103-101, with LeBron James scoring the go-ahead layup with 13 seconds left. Paul George had 30 points, and Kawhi Leonard scored 28 for the Clippers. Lakers' Anthony Davis led all players with 34 in the win. In baseball news, one more Miami Marlins player has tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the total number of positives on the team to 19. And the Philadelphia Phillies canceled their upcoming weekend series against the Blue Jays after a member of the coaching staff and a clubhouse staff member tested positive. Neither team has played since they wrapped up a three-game series against each other on Sunday. They've postponed 7 games so far for each team. In yesterday's games, the Braves got a great night out of starting pitcher Max Fried in a 2-1 win over Tampa. Fried pitched into the sixth inning, allowed only one run. Tonight, the Braves will begin another 4-game series against the Mets. This time, they'll play in Atlanta. The Dodgers won their third in a row with a 6-3 win over Arizona. The Nationals beat the Blue Jays 6-4. The Yankees got the win over Baltimore 8-6. And Boston beat the Mets 4-2. In golf, Brooks Koepka leads by 2 strokes after round one of the WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis. Koepka, who hasn't had a victory since winning this same tournament last year, made 9 birdies and is currently 8 under par. They're about to tee off for round two after the tee times were moved up today due to the threat of inclement weather. It'll air on the Golf Channel beginning at 12:30. And as we mentioned earlier, hardcore Alabama fan Harvey Updike, who was convicted of poisoning Toomer's Oaks in Auburn back in 2010, passed away yesterday at the age of 71. Updike reportedly died of natural causes. 653 FM Talk 106.5, that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and coming up, I've got maybe a segment here we'll call Dalton Helps Sean Understand.
It's a tall task.
We're going to try to understand how in conference is going to protect everybody from coronavirus.
Okay.
So
ready.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It's going to be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
From the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still say the traffic lights are acting up at Spring Hill and McGregor, so be careful traffic through there and wrapping up the accident at Dawes Lane between Joel Road and Three Knots. Still looks good across the Bayway northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Follow the easy steps and schedule a store pickup or home delivery. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
right. Thank you, Kane. 655, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We may be just testing, beta testing a new segment. Dalton explains to Sean. Some Dalton's planning going on here. I'm seriously trying to understand this. So with going to just conference play, this is all precipitated on preventing the spread of coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping the people. How does just playing in conference protect the student athletes, you know, and the coaches? And
on its face, it doesn't make much sense. You think about a team like South Carolina. They travel to Arkansas, you know, over 600 miles to play against them, but they're not allowed to play Clemson.
Because, just down the road.
Because Clemson's in a different conference. But when you
is
think
it about geography? It, I mean, to me, if you're saying, okay, we're going to isolate in these areas to try mm-hmm. not to spread, you would do it by miles from the campus, not what conference you're in.
I think it has more to do with keeping things in-house. So if you have to postpone a game this year, let's say, and that's a very real possibility, as we're seeing in Major League Baseball.
Sure.
The SEC having to postpone a game against the ACC would create a whole host of other new issues. They'd have to figure out how to reschedule that game, what the payment would be like if it were a group of five team they were playing. You'd have to figure out the money issues involved here. If it's SEC, with it being in-house, they're kind of able to say, all right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to take you, and we're going to play December 12th, since we had to postpone this game. Makes it a little bit easier.
So it is more about the business and scheduling of college football than it is about actual
geography.
Disease transmission over distance.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe just keeping everything in-house, you know, it's easier to tell your kid what to do than it is someone else's kid.
Thank you for the explanation. All right, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. News right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people died last night in separate crashes in Baldwin County. The first crash happened on County Road 54 near Newport Lane in Belfort just about 8 last night. Second happened about an hour later on Highway 59 in Bay Minette. The crash at Bay Minette involved a motorcycle and a truck. The Alabama Department of Transportation is reviewing claims for damage caused while driving through the I-65 resurfacing project. Drivers reported broken windshields and dents in their vehicles caused by chunks of asphalt. Their claims have been denied by the contractor H.O. Weaver and its insurance company. ALDOT's Legal Bureau is reviewing those claims. Harvey Updike, the Alabama fan who poisoned the Tumor's Corner oak trees in Auburn, has died. AL.com reports Updike's son, Bear, confirmed his father's death. Updike was arrested in 2011 after he called into the Paul Feinbaum radio show bragging that he had spiked the oak trees with a herbicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice.